For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Rangers are back, and the restrooms are getting cleaned, thank goodness, at Shenandoah National Park after the longest shutdown in history ended over the weekend. Police investigate a stabbing death in Edinburgh, and lawmakers in Richmond consider cracking down on the kind of paramilitary groups that marched on Charlottesville. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, January 28th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Well, Rangers are back, and visitor centers and restrooms are open again at Shenandoah National Park after the longest federal government shutdown in history. Certain parts of Skyline Drive still remain closed due to storm damage last year until further notice. President Trump signed a bill on Friday to temporarily fund the government through February 15th. Police are investigating a stabbing death in Edinburgh. Shenandoah County Sheriff's Office deputies received a 911 call about the stabbing on Saturday afternoon. When they arrived, they found 63-year-old Cynthia Dellinger of Edinburgh suffering from multiple stab wounds. Authorities say she was taken to a hospital where she died from her wounds. Police say that 55-year-old David B. Knott of Edinburgh was charged with second-degree murder and is being held without bond. Well, another attempt in the General Assembly to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment to the U.S. Constitution failed on Friday. Democratic delegate Mark Sickles brought it up in a committee meeting, but his motion to consider the resolution failed on a party-line vote. The group VA Ratify ERA boycotted the meeting because there was not a chance to speak before the vote. Katie Horning is the group's campaign coordinator.
At some point, that's not really democracy, and why should the people show up if it's not going to be a democratic process?
And now it would take some creative political maneuvering or a change of heart from House Republicans to keep the ERA resolution alive this session. Hundreds, maybe thousands of teachers are expected to show up in Richmond on Monday to show support for public education. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has details on the rally.
Some school districts in the Richmond area have a professional development day and are even providing transportation for teachers. Sarah Peterson is an organizer with Virginia Educators United. She says they're expecting teachers from Charlottesville, Lynchburg, Roanoke, and more.
And teachers all over the state are really sick and tired of living in these underfunded situations. So we're coming from all over, and our crowd should be well into the thousands.
Leaders of two national teacher unions are expected to speak. The group plans to walk a mile to the state capitol and lobby lawmakers to fully fund public education.
In Virginia, we have to be prepared to do whatever it is it takes to win for our students. We have to be willing to walk, and we have to be willing to take risks, and we have to be willing to step out together.
Teachers have successfully gone on strike in West Virginia, North Carolina, and most recently LA. Peterson says this event is not a strike, but adds the possibility of one comes closer every day. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Governor Ralph Northam has announced statewide community office hours so that constituents can have one-on-one meetings with a representative from the governor's office. The Office of Constituent Services and Community Engagement will schedule quarterly visits in each region of the state. Currently, the office facilitates communication between constituents and the governor through phone, email, letters, and meetings in Richmond. Community office hours are planned quarterly so that community engagement specialists can connect residents to state resources and provide information on services, including Medicaid enrollment and the restoration of rights. The first community office hours will be held this week at various locations around the state. Well, the Virginia Senate has passed legislation to end the suspension of driver's licenses of people with unpaid court fines and costs. The measure passed on Friday with broad bipartisan support, but it may stall in the GOP-controlled House. Virginia collects about $10 million a year from people paying to reinstate their licenses after they have been suspended for unpaid court costs and fees. Advocates who have pushed for a change in the law say that it unfairly punishes poor people. Opponents of the legislation said it would reward criminals. The Legal Aid Justice Center of Virginia has sued over the practice. The group argues that the law violates due process and is unconstitutional. Finally, today, lawmakers in Richmond are considering a proposal that would crack down on the kind of paramilitary groups that descended on Charlottesville in 2017. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Should paramilitary groups like the ones that marched on Charlottesville be able to intimidate people on Virginia streets? Attorney General Mark Herring says no, and he's working with State Senator Louise Lucas of Portsmouth to crack down on these groups.
These were heavily armed, uniformed people who were white supremacists, and was confusing to people who thought they were actually maybe National Guard or law enforcement, and that shouldn't happen in Charlottesville or any other community in Virginia.
The bill goes after groups that parade or march or even drill with the intent of intimidating. Philip Van Cleve at the Virginia Citizens Defense League says that's a problem.
It's merely if somebody is intimidated, how do you control that? Some people are intimidated by a mouse, much less somebody who might be carrying a gun. So we look at that as being way too broad, way too vague.
The bill made it out of one Senate committee with bipartisan support. But because it creates the possibility for more people spending time behind bars, it's headed to the Senate Finance Committee because it has an estimated cost of $50,000. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.